Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yomtiv. So this is a hesber of the previous Mishnah. One is not allowed to light with Truma Temea, which is Shemen Sreifa, Shemen that stands to be burned on Yomtiv. As we learned that you're not allowed to be Mevar Kachim on Yomtiv. You're not allowed to burn Kachim and Truma on Yomtiv. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ein Madlikin B'Itron. Rabbi Shmuel says that one is not allowed to light with Itron. So the Rav says Itron is the waste of Zephis, of pitch, and this has very bad odor, more so than pitch. Even though it does, in a certain sense, draw into the wick better than Zephis. Zephis, we had in the previous Mishnah that it's Usser, but this is a little softer. The waste of the pitch is a little softer, so it does light properly. And if not for the fact that there was an issue of Kfayt Shabbos, that people would just leave the room because it smells so putrid, Rabbi Shmuel would have martyred it. So he says, you can't mipnei Kfayt Shabbos because of Kfayt Shabbos. V'cham matirin b'chol hashmanim. V'cham matir in all oils. And now the Mishnah is going to give some examples, except for the oils mentioned in the previous Mishnah. But here are the ones that are examples that are mutter. B'shemen shumshemen, that's sesame seed oil. B'shemen egozim, nut oil. B'shemen tznonos, radish oil. B'shemen dogim, fish oil. B'shemen pakuos, that's oil from a wild gourd. B'itron, here you see the Chum argue with Rabbi Shmuel that you can light with itron, which is the waste from the pitch, which is a little softer and it lights properly. Uvaneft. And naft is a type of zephis. It's a type of pitch. Now, we said in the past that zephis is also to be madlik with. Here, naft, a certain type of pitch, is mutter. It does have a bad smell, but that obviously didn't concern them, just like itron is mutter, so this was also mutter. And the Rav says, the halacha is like the chacham, that you can be madlik with all the oils, except for the ones that we said in the previous Mishnah that you can't. But there are also another two exceptions. One is the oil of afarsimon, which is parsimon oil. The naft lovan, in a white type of pitch, which can't be the naft that we just said in this Mishnah, because that's one of the examples that's mutter. So if anybody sees in the Girs of the Rav, where the Rav says immediately naft, min zephis huva lovan, Rav Kiva Eger says that's a mistake, because the naft in the Mishnah can't be naft lovan, because that's one of the examples that's usser. And why these two are usser, the Rav says that both of them cause like sparks, and we're afraid that you're going to just leave the area, I guess out of fear. And the other reason he actually gives by a farsimon, by parsimon, is that we're afraid that because it's so choshev, he's going to try to take from the oil, and by taking away the oil, he's going to be chayiv because of extinguishing. And Tosis and the Rosh, the Rishonim, go into what the actual issue would be if he would take from the farsimon oil. Is the issue of extinguishing, is that because I'm making it go out sooner by the fact that I'm taking out oil, so the time will come where it extinguishes faster? Is that called kibui? So Tosis learns that could be just gram kibui. It seems the Rush disagrees. The issue really is, Taisa says, is that when I take out the afarsimon oil, or any oil for that matter, at this point in time, while I'm taking the oil, I'm weakening the fire right now. And I'm doing, in a certain sense, a little bit of an extinguishing now. Even though the fire is still there, I'm weakening it by taking the oil out now. And that's the issue, and that's what we're afraid of. The two different ways to learn. Anyway, Mishnah continues. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Ein Madlikin El B'Shemen Zayis Bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon says, the only oil you're allowed to light with is olive oil.